Feedback Friday.
Getting a lot of reaction to the stories that we've covered this week, including how in our county we've let illegals who are rapists walk free. This is from Kelly and Needham Claw. Dory, regarding the big lead in letting rapists go, this isn't just an illegal immigrant issue. It's much bigger than that. One in four women are sexually assaulted in their lifetime. For every 1,000 sexual assaults, 230 actually get reported. 995 out of 1,000 assailants get away with sexual assault. I understand the intent and focus of your rant, but as a survivor and reporter of sexual assault, we need to focus on the bigger issues. Lack of reporting, resources, and action. This isn't just an illegal immigration issue. No, but crime's always going to happen. Illegals committing crime should not happen because they should not be in this country. That is something that is quickly fixable if we had a border that wasn't porous and if we had a party that wasn't trying to encourage as many illegals as possible. From Elizabeth in Renton. Dory, I wanted to share a story that you might find as outrageous as I. I'm currently staying at a hotel in Renton, waiting for my new apartment to be ready. A really sketchy-looking couple moved in a few days ago. The woman was nodding off while they waited for an Uber. They refused to use ashtrays. They leave cigarette butts all over. I asked the desk girl, what's the deal with those two? She told me they shouldn't have been let in. They have no ID. The room was booked and paid for by the guy's mother in Florida by phone. The housekeeping found a spoon with burnt residue, needles. The police were called. There was nothing they said they could do. A few hours later, the couple came back. The desk clerk told them they had to leave because housekeeping found drugs in the room. The man started up with, what drugs? I'm a diabetic routine. The clerk said, nice try. Same officer showed up to respond. Instead of telling the guy to hit the road, he asked the desk clerk for the number for corporate headquarters because the gentleman, meaning the drug user, would like to file a complaint. What the actual heck, Elizabeth writes. No. We have become a region where we have two sets of laws for the mostly law-abiding, tax-paying citizens, and we will have laws enforced against us. And then you have the illegals and the drug vagrants, and we will use the power of politics to protect them so that they are never charged or held accountable for illegality. So it was tons of feedback. We'll post all of this on mynorthwest.com. One more. Karen in Kirkland. You lost a dedicated listener today. This is from yesterday. Around 1:40 p.m., you were discussing Bernie Sanders' words regarding abortion and a woman's right to choose. You then said, shouldn't Bernie Sanders kill himself if abortion is such a good thing? She said, that is unacceptable and crossed the line. No, my point was, I think it's weird that Bernie Sanders said we should send tax money to African nations to pay for women's abortion to help with climate change. Bernie Sanders has three large houses around the country. And if he's all for killing babies in the name of climate change, shouldn't he lead by example and wouldn't he kill himself before suggesting that we kill other people? And I think it does a good job of pointing out the hypocrisy. He obviously doesn't care that he is damaging the earth and the climate with his three houses and his air travel and his entourage and his lifestyle. But he's saying, but we should pay to kill others around the world. I think there's a little hypocrisy there. I'm not saying he should kill himself. I'm saying maybe he should stop on, let's have more abortions in the name of climate change. But I'm sorry I've lost you, Elizabeth. I appreciate you listening for all the good years before that. And that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.